This is the Sakarmoli of the 23rd of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, do service whilst being soul conscious, and you will continue to achieve success at every step. Question: by your having which awareness, will you not have body consciousness? Answer: always maintain the awareness that you are godly servants. Servants cannot have body consciousness. The more you stay in yoga, the more your body consciousness will break. Question: according to the Dharma, what punishment do those who are body conscious receive? Answer: this knowledge does not sit in their intellects. Wealthy people remain body conscious because of their wealth. This is why they are not able to understand this knowledge. This is the punishment they receive. Poor ones can understand this knowledge easily. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father advises you through Brahma what you will become if you have remembrance. You will become Satopradhan and enter your kingdom of paradise. He does not only tell you, this sound will not only reach Bharat, but will also reach everyone abroad. Many will also receive visions. Visions of whom would they receive? You have to use your intellects. It is through Brahma that the Father gives them a vision that if they want to become a prince, they should go to Brahma or the Brahmins. The people of Europe also wish to understand that one. Bharat was paradise, but no one accurately knows whose kingdom it was at that time. Bharat was heaven. You now explain to everyone that this is easy Raja Yoga through which Bharat becomes heaven. The intellects of the people abroad are at least a little better. They will understand quickly. So, what should you serviceable children now do? Directions have to be given to you. You children have to teach ancient Raja Yoga. Many people come to you at the museums and exhibitions, etc. They write down their opinions, saying that you are doing very good work. However, they themselves don't understand. If they are touched even a little, they come, but it is still the poor ones who make effort to understand and make their fortune good. The wealthy are not going to make any effort. They are very body conscious, and so, according to the Dharma, it is as though God gives them punishment. However, it is through them that you have to spread the sound. People abroad are interested in receiving this knowledge. They will be very happy to hear this. You make so much effort with government officers, but they don't have the time. Even if they were to receive visions whilst sitting at home, nothing would enter their intellects. Therefore, Baba advises you children, collect good opinions and then make a book of their opinions. You can then advise people and tell them, look how everyone likes this very much. People abroad as well as from Bharat are interested in knowing about easy Raja Yoga. Bharat claims the kingdom of the deities of heaven through easy Raja Yoga. And so why should you not set up a museum in a government house where conferences, etc. can take place? You children have to think about these things. It will still take time. Their intellects do not soften that quickly. There are God-dredged locks on their intellects. If the sound were to spread now, there would be a revolution. Yes, it will definitely happen. Tell them, if there were a museum in a government house, many foreigners would come and see it. You children will definitely be victorious, and so you should keep thinking about this. Those who are soul conscious will think about what to do to make the poor, helpless people understand and claim their inheritance from the Father. You write that you can claim the kingdom without any expense. Therefore, when some good children come, they give their opinions. The Deputy Prime Minister comes for openings, and the Prime Minister and the President will also come later, because they will be told how wonderful this knowledge is, that this is how true peace will be established. It feels absolutely right. The explanation is such that it feels right. If it doesn't feel right today, it will definitely feel right tomorrow. Baba continues to tell you, go to important people. As you progress further, they will also understand. The intellects of human beings have become tamopradan, and this is why they do wrong things. Day by day, they are becoming more tamopradan. You try to explain to them by telling them, stop that vicious business, make progress. The Father has come to make you into pure deities. The day will ultimately come when there will be a museum in a government house. Tell them, we will pay our own expenses. The government will not give any money. You children would say that you can create a museum in every government house at your own expense. If it starts in one government house, it would happen in all the other buildings. However, someone would also be needed to explain this knowledge. Tell them, fix a time when someone can come and show you the path. We will show you the path to create your life without you having to spend a single shell. These things are to happen in the future. The Father explains all of these things through you children. Maya catches hold of very good children who consider themselves to be Mahaviras. The destination is very high. You have to be very cautious. This boxing is no less. It is the most powerful boxing. This is the battlefield on which to conquer Ravan. Do not have the slightest body consciousness. Do not think that you are doing this service or that service. You are godly servants. You have to give the message to everyone. This requires a lot of incognito effort. You have to explain this knowledge to yourself with the power of yoga. You have to be very incognito in this and churn the ocean of knowledge so that your intoxication can rise. You should explain with love that every cycle the people of Bharat receive the inheritance from the Unlimited Father. 5,000 years ago, there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is now called a brothel. The Golden Age used to be the temple of Shiva, and it was established by Shiv Baba. This is the kingdom established by Ravan. The contrast is like day and night. You children feel what you had truly become. Baba makes you equal to himself. The main thing is to become soul conscious. Be soul conscious and have the thought, today I have to go and explain to such and such a prime minister. If I give him drishti, he can have a vision. You can give him drishti. If you remain soul conscious, your batteries will continue to be filled. Your batteries will be filled when you sit in soul consciousness and have yoga with the Father whilst considering yourself to be souls. The poor can have their batteries filled very quickly because they remember the Father a great deal. You may be very good in this knowledge, but if you have less yoga, your battery will not be filled because there will be a great deal of arrogance of the body, which means that you have no yoga at all. This is why there isn't any power in your arrows of knowledge. There is power in a sword as well. One sword may cost 10 rupees and another 50 rupees. The sword of Guru Gobind Singh, 10th Guru of Sikhs, has been remembered. There is no question of violence in this. Deities are doubly non-violent. Today Bharat is like this, and tomorrow it will be like that. And so you children should experience so much happiness. Yesterday you were in the kingdom of Ravan and you were suffocating. Today you are with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You now belong to the family of God. In the golden age you will belong to the deity family. God himself is now teaching you. You receive so much love from God. By receiving Ravan's love for half a cycle, you became monkeys. Now, by receiving the love of the unlimited Father, you become deities. It is a question of 5,000 years. They have spoken of hundreds of thousands of years. This one was also a worshipper like you were. He is standing on the tree at the very end. In the golden age, you had limitless wealth, and there was also limitless wealth in the temples that were built. Those temples were then looted. There will be even more temples. There will also be temples of the subjects. In fact, subjects are now even wealthier. The rulers take loans from the subjects. This is a very dirty world. Calcutta is the dirtiest place of all. You children have to make effort to change that. Whoever does something will receive the return of it. If you have body consciousness, you fall. People don't understand the meaning of Man Man Above. They simply learn verses by heart. They don't have any of this knowledge. Only you Brahmins have this knowledge. People of no other path can become deities. How could anyone become a deity without becoming a Brahmin, a Prajapita Brahma Kumar or Kumari? Those who became this in the previous cycle will become this again. It takes time. The tree will grow and continue to expand. From moving like an ant, you will then have the flying stage. The Father explains, "Sweet children, remember the Father and spin the discus of self-realization. the cycle of 84 births is in your intellects. You Brahmins change and become deities, and you then become part of the warrior community. No one understands the term Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty. You have to make effort to explain to them. However, if they still don't understand, it is clear that it is not yet their time. Nevertheless, they still come. People outside have wrong ideas about the Brahma Kumaris. When they come inside and see what you are doing, they say, "These people are doing very good work. They are reforming the characters of human beings. Look how beautiful the characters of the deities are. They are completely viceless." The father says, "Lust is your greatest enemy. It is because of those five evil spirits that your characters have been spoilt. Whilst you are explaining, they become good, and when they go outside, they forget everything." This is why it has been said that no matter how many times you decorate a donkey, it becomes dirty again. Baba is not insulting anyone. He is simply explaining to you. Let your activities be divine. Why do you get angry and start barking? In heaven, there was no anger. Whenever a father explained anything personally, he never got angry. Baba explains everything with so much refinement. The drama moves accurately according to the law. There is never any mistake in the drama. It is eternally predestined. Any act that happened before is one that will take place again after 5,000 years. Some wonder how the mountains will be rebuilt after they have fallen. When you see a film, a palace may collapse. Then when the film is repeated, you will see the palace intact. In the same way, all of this repeats identically. You need brains to understand. It is very difficult for the intellects of some to understand. This is the history and geography of the world. It was the kingdom of deities in the kingdom of God. They were the ones who used to be worshipped. The Father has explained that you are now the ones who become worthy of worship, and that you are the ones who later become worshippers. The meaning of Hum So has been explained to you children. You are the ones who become deities and who then become warriors, and so on. This is a game of somersaulting. You have to understand this very clearly and try to explain it to others. Baba does not tell you to stop doing business. No. Just become Satopradhan. Understand the significance of the history and geography and explain it to others. The main thing is to be Manmanabhav. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you will become Satopradhan. The pilgrimage of remembrance is number one. The Father says, "I will take all of you children back with me." In the Golden Age, there will be very few human beings. In the Iron Age, there are countless human beings. Who will take everyone back? Who will clear away the whole jungle? The Master of the Garden. It is the Father who is called the Boatman. He is the one who liberates everyone from sorrow and takes them across. This study is very sweet, because this knowledge is your source of income. You receive limitless treasures. People on the path of devotion don't receive anything. There is no question of bowing down at anyone's feet here. People go there and prostrate themselves in front of the gurus. The Father liberates you from all of that. You have to remember such a Father. He is your Father, so you have understood that you will surely receive your inheritance from Baba. You have this happiness. Someone wrote, "When we went to a wealthy person, we were embarrassed because we were poor." Baba says, "It is better that you are poor, because if you were wealthy, you would not have come here." Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Constantly stay in the happiness and intoxication that you belong to God's family. God himself is teaching you and you are receiving his love. It is through this love that you become deities. 2. Understand this predestined drama accurately. There can be no mistake in this. Any act that has taken place will repeat. When you understand this aspect with a clear head, you will never get angry. Blessing. May you easily cross through all storms by considering them to be gifts and become surrendered and complete. Everyone's aim is to be surrendered and to become complete. So do not be afraid of small things. You are becoming idols, and so there will definitely be some hammering. The ones who are at the front have to cross through the most storms. However, you must not find these storms to be storms, but gifts. These storms become gifts to make you experienced. Therefore, welcome the obstacles. And as you become experienced, continue to move forward. Slogan. In order to finish carelessness, continue to check yourself while keeping pure and positive thoughts of yourself. Om Shanti.